רבי יוסי חזן.
Morning. I mention every year the famous Maisa that the domestic Eliezer of Vizhnitz was once Ben Amitzorim Shabbos in Tel Aviv, and he feared his tish Shulchan Yator with great simcha kedarke bakoidish. And afterwards, one of the Mesubim, who wasn't from Anshi Shloimei, he went over to him and he said, "Yom Deinu Rabbeinu Ben Amitzorim, the simcha, what's the simcha? Why la simcha Ben Amitzorim?" So he answered him a word from the Zayda, the Avashalom of Kosu, famous word, I say it every year, that Shabbos Kodesh is called Matona Teiva. Matona Teiva Yeshli Biskinoza, Eva Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Beit. And by Shabbos, the Gemara says in Bab Mesia Dafkuches, that by, since Shabbos is a Matona, but Matona there's no din of Bar Mitzvah. I know there's no Ben HaMitzorim Shabbos Kodesh. As Sadiqim said, Shulchan Aruch says Yerushalayim should be Meitzer V'doig on the Churban. And on Shabbos, it would say, we say, Shaloi Tehei Tzor of Yogin of Anachom Yem Ruchasin. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Taf Kufit Ches, Kolom Anig is a Shabbos, Noisin Le Nachla, B'li Mitzorim. There's no Ben HaMitzorim Shabbos. V'ad Rabbah. Sforim say, Ach, is Shabbos, so you say Tish Mayru. Even when Shabbos is the Bechinas from Ach, mute in the lowly part of the year, Aber Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos is Doicha Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, on the contrary, in Sforim, it's very Shleim, everyone knows, I say this all the time, every year, that the Shabbos of Bein HaMitzorim, Befrat Shabbos Chazoin, is the loftiest Shabbos of the whole year. Rav Loch Shabbos Be'im Bekambocho. And the Sifte Tzadik brings from the Chtusharim, from the Zeder, that Shabbos Chazoin is a gewaldige Shabbos. Befrat it says in Sforim HaKdashim for Kabbalah Satfilis. And the Kodesh Magid brings out this Yisrael, Davke Shabbos Chazoin, one has to daven and sing Shiret V'Tishbochis, with gewaldige Simcha, greater than the rest of the year. And there's many, many remotes. One of the Tzadikim bring a Tevet Feres Menachem from Nachum Nochum of Chernovitz, that we know in Sforim, Tzadikim said that the three Shabbos Ben HaMitzorim are keneged the three Regolim, as we discussed over the last few weeks. Kumtoi Shabbos Chazoin is keneged Sukkot. It actually means the same thing. Sukkot, 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 Chazoin. And Chag HaSukkot is Chag HaOsif, Zman, Simchoseinu. It's a charaya that Shabbos Chazoin is a gewaldige simple. Stell sich the shayla. Two questions. Some push it to passion. I'm a very simple person. The Chura, we always say that Shabbos is the Forshvil, the Mekor HaBracha, what's going on in the week. How could you have the bitterest day in the year, Tisha B'Av, and the Hakdom is the Shabbos is a gewaldige simple. Ubefrat, I saw brought that Meitzer Doig is Gimatria Shinun Dalet, which is Yemoy Shnoi Salavon. Kum Doiz, the Chura, the din of Meitzer V'Doig has to be a constant. And here we say Shabbos is Mufke from Dinim of Bein HaMetzor. Haguf. And the emes is the idea of Simcha in this time of the year is like, it's full of steers. On one hand, we all know the Gemara in the end of Tainis. The Gemara says, Kishem Shishinichnus Ov Mimatin Besimcha, Kach Mishinichnus Odor, Marbin Besimcha, what's the Kishem? And there's a famous word, the Marv Shamish brings it, Besheim the Choyze, so does the Shem Yishmul, others bring Besheim Abashem. The Kishem, just like when it comes to Adar, how do you have the Mapola of Homon Udimei Besimcha? Is Alderach Mishinichnus Ov Mimatin. Your Mamayit in the Koyach of the Sitrachar of Samach Mem, of all the powers of evil, all the Tzoras, through Simcha. People in the Yitav Dafka Siyum. Shtel Zich the Shai. If I'd be what we call in today's politically correct lexicon, chassidically challenged, I would say, this is the Taina always, the chassidim, they take a normal Maimer Chazal and Mikri and Pshutoi, and they fadrei it upside down, inside out, hepich from the Churu de Kavod. Moreover, I mean, the Rachman Sifka Rebbe and the Sefer Amoros Tehiris brings from the Kodesh Tzur Magid Dafka the Indian of Simcha, even on Tishuv of Gufa, Beshiris v'Tishpachos, despite all the tears. They're very problematic, not a simple people. Well, just to complicate the problem, the Pasuk says, we all know the Pasuk, Kamar Tainis, Tzenu Re'ena B'nei Tzienu B'la Shleime B'atorah Shle Yitrimei B'yoyim Chasu Nosei Zu Matan Teira U'B'yoyim Simchas Libei Zu Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. Because the Beis HaMikdosh is the Hemshech, as the Ramban says in Reish Parshat Truma, for Maimon Har Sinai. So it's been pointed out, Simchas Lev is Gimashri Yotishub. Weird. And to complicate the matters, how does Echa start with the two words, Echa Yoshua? What's the gematria of Echa Yoshua? Simcha, as everyone knows. Hello? Like, okay. And Bechal and Sforim, if they Musar, they say, who wrote Echa, Megillus Echa? Yirmi. Evrit Baruch HaKoyidish, yeah. And Chazal saying in Shabbos, Tel Eina Shkina Shtoyra Elam Itoich, Simcha Shul Mitzvah. How do you write Echa with Simcha Shul Mitzvah? Can I listen? When you do, I mention every year the famous story the Yitzvah brings the Yitzvah that his Zayda, the Yitzvah Moshe, Yitzvah, Sforim, that he was the Gilgal of guess whom? Yirmiya. Chusayfer with Jeshaya. And he initially was Menagid to Chsidim, but then he started looking into it. And it was Hutav Be'enav, except for one problem. Shulchan Aruch says that Yerushalayim should be Meitzer V'doyig, and this Chsidim walking around happy the whole year. So get bothered. So he decided to go to the Chayz and he'll pop the question. And on the way, he thought to himself, the Gemara says, Habolatayr, Misayminli. Right? Misayminlo Shin Rab. He said, Eibishter, help me that when I go to the Chayza, since it's Messiah Lashon Rabbim, he should also be Messiah and me to understand. So he walked into the Chayza, and before he got a word in edgewise, the Chayza says, Lama naflu panecha. Why do you look so triadic, so miserable? I, a person, has to be a Meitzer V'doyik, Yishmai, over his famous Chayvis Alvavis in Shara Prishus, that a Chassidim used to say that a person has to be Meitzer V'doyik B'libui, or it has to be Simcha V'tzala B'fonf. And the Chayyuz said, even when I say Tikkun Chatzos, I also do with Bech B'chiyu B'hespid, or in Kol Zeh there has to be Simcha Tomit. And then the Chayyuz finished off by saying, Hagam, I shouldn't be Megalot to you that we say Tikkun Chatzos B'chi, right? Or Chazal say, Abol L'tayr M'sayin, you see. So I also have to help you in your quest for Avodas Hashem. You can imagine the Yismach Moshe came out of there and he was a new person. It's all great for a rabbi to give a drosha, you know. But shtel zich the shailen pashtus, how in the world could one person with one limited, finite person with one limited heart, how do you have two, not only different, but diametrically polar opposite hergeshim simultaneously in the same little heart at the same time? Ladies of Friedman, he heard from Tekoshev in the Rechayim that he said, when Avoidus HaKoshu is in Avoidus HaKoidish, is to have Simcha B'toich Shivrin Liv. The person has to have it's a bracha in the hearts. And yet you have to have Simcha. And Atke Dekachtim Rechayim, he said, if they would tell me about two tzaddikim, tzaddik Aleph is Mechayim Mesim literally B'mamor. When tzaddik Beis is able to smile, to show Simcha, and have Shivrin Lev, I would go to the second tzaddik more than the first. But it's a greater chiddush. So you see how difficult it is. So how do you expect every one of us to have both the Bechi and the Simcha simultaneously? It's not only a stira in the person, in the Gavra, the Mamor, what is the Eibishter? The numerous Mamor Chazal, that it comes Churban, the Eibishter Vint, right? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, Miyom Shachar, Beis HaMikdash, Ein Tzchoik Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lashon of the Yalkut is Amr Shuman Levi Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Ain't Simcha Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shiyiv Nishalayim and Yachzor Yisrael Betuch. No Simcha. And the Gemara in Brachos says Gimel Mishmaris Havilayel Vakol Shoyi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shoyi Kari. Look in the Gemara and you point to the Gemara in Chagiga V'Mistorim Tifkenash. Neivish Tevet. That's why we say Pshat Al Naris Bovel Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bachinu the Eibish Tevet. And Kal Yisrael it, together with the Shechina Kedusha. And yet on the other side of the equation, there's a Medrash Tamua, which the Ohev Yisrael this week brings. L'hoye moyed l'Yisrael ki yem shedecher beis HaMikdash. How do you eat that? No greater yontif than Chur. U'bechlal, I mean, you have to be a rocket scientist if you have a major problem. If you look in the Talich of how the 3 weeks go, you start off with Gimel Shavuos, which certain dinim are noyig, you don't get married, you don't listen to music. Then you come to Rosh Chodesh, you invite them a mayit b'simcha. New dinim, you don't to the kibbutz, etc., etc. Ashkenazim don't have meat and wine. Then it comes to the Chumra of Shavua, Shechalba, Yus Tisha B'Av. Then you have Erev Tisha B'Av, with Chazal say, Yerushalayim should be Gemisha Meisei Mutal Lefonov. Then you have the Chumra of Tisha B'Av Gufa, the Heyinuyim. So you're getting, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Suddenly comes Chatzos, which Lechura Chatzos is the moment Vayitas Eish Betzion, with the Beit HaMikdash Chorev. Suddenly, get up from the floor, put on your talis, be mis'atif betalis, betfilin. You're makil in dinim of Tisha B'Av Avelis after Chatzos. Lechura, if anything, should be more. That's the moment of Chimum. Und sie nicht nur das. So, as for an answer, because you know what? Because Chazal say that Mashiach ben David is born Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Lechura ha'guf, if the Eberster wants to create Mashiach, Pesach, I give 100 reasons why. But that's Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, Dafka then is David ben David. To understand this, let me ask you, I don't understand, Pashto don't understand what the Avelis is all about. And what's the Nechum of Tisha B'Av? Well, how do I see that after Chatzos is a Psakula? That's when you say what? Nachim. Beforehand is Meisim Mutlufon of Al Tinachamei B'Shasher, Meisim Mutlufon of. Now it's a Psanu Geder, and now you give Nechum. What's Pshat Nechum? I don't really understand what the Avelis is about. I don't understand what's the Mechus of the Avelis and what's the Mechus of the Nechum. Ubehek, before we get involved in explaining it, let me just shtickle Dvar Halacha for a minute. I mean, that's just four simple kashas. Which are simple that in Shulchan Aruch we say B'Tisha B'Av you say B'Boinu Yerushalayim Nachim Hashem L'Kinas Avil Yitzin B'Aneinu in Shem Yafil you say Aneinu. If you didn't say it Ein Machzir Nisi says the Ramo V'Aminik Poshut She'ein Oimrim Nachim Rak B'Tfilas Mitcha Shul Tisha B'Av V'Yishaoz Yititzu B'Migdash Eish V'Lochein Mispalim Oz Alam Nuchal. Depends on the fact that I don't understand the reason. Oh, but you should know, this is a machloikis adir. Mistima sator vashulchan oruch. That you're maskir nachim on Tisha B'Av, the Beinu Yerushalayim. It's a pashtus, you say it when Ma'ariv, Shachar, is in Minchum. The Ramah suddenly comes up and says, no, it's only done Minchum. You look in the Torah, and the Torah brings that it's a machloikis way back when. And his father, the Rosh, asks, what's the logic it only say every other special day? You add in Yalaviyovi. Did you ever have a special? You mask your me'ein ha'mu'ura l'chur. It's an old gimel tefilas. And then the Torah, just the kitzur nimritz, brings that as a machlokes kadmoyin from the goyim. Reb Sadigon held as we do. You say nachim only to mincha, and Reb Amram Gon held you say an old gimel tefilas. And then there's a. Whatever, so is the opinion of the Rambam, so is the opinion of Rabbi Rambam Barcelona, others, all gimel tefillos. Some people had a funny compromise. From Ma'ariv and Shacharis, they said Rachim. And at Mincha, they said Nachim, which really, Bechura, I would imagine, has the same. Right? Oh, but the Ritva says, Bechura, if it's Ma'in HaMa'ura, Bechura, you should, Ritva and Tainis, you should say it in all gimel tefillos. Okay, number, that's issue number one. What's Likta the Machloikas? When to say Nachim? All the three tefillos, or where do you insert Nachim? Can anyone tell me? You sure about that? Okay. You look at the Yerushalmi, Chazal. In the Yerushalmi, in Brochus, in Tainis, right? Brought in Rif, in Rosh. Someone asked Rav Acha Bar Yitzchok, B'Shem Rav Chiyo, right? The Tzipurin. He asked, when do you say it? Right? Yeah, when do you say it? So they said, it's very interesting. Any insertion, any hosafa to the tefillah, which you're asking for the future, you add in ritzei, in hoido. Anything which you're speaking about the past, like a mashal yalaviova, you're asking a prayer for the future, in ritzei. If you're saying something of the past, al derech, al anisim chanukah purim, then you say it in hoido, in moidim, before valku. Yes? Like we do Chanukah Purim. And the Yerushalmi is unclear, so what do you do for Nachim? It's either Ritzei or Maid. One of the two. It depends if it's Tefillah L'Shomvar or if it's Tefillah Labo. If you look in the text of the prayer, right, it's actually both. It starts off gefelich, the aravelus of the past, and then it starts, ends off with the future. Right? Funny thing is, nobody here ever says it, not in Ritzei and not in Moedim. You all say it in Bein Yishlein. Who's the meaning of Posh? Where in the world did Rishonim all of a sudden pop Rabbis out of the hat and suddenly put in Bein Yishlein? When in Yishalmi you seem to say it when? Depending on either Ritzei or Moedim. There's a machlikas, I have no time to elaborate here. A machlikas, Leva Shamayim, right? What happens if one forgot to add Nachim Tisha B'Av in Bein Yishlein, which way you should add? Where do I put it in now? You have some poskim, I'm not going through who's who, the whole list. Some poskim say put it in Ritzei, because that's what Me'ikar Adin Chazal said. Some say no, Me'ikar Adin, it should be in Moedim. And the Taz is Machriya Mitaite, Hakalein and Shmakalein, because that's wherever you didn't, you could kill anything Shmakalein. You with me? That itself is a whole problematic suit, which I'm not going to do. Next issue. What happens if a person not well, Chas V'Shalom? He has to eat on Tisha B'Av. He washes. Does he hack a rein nachem in benching finish? Machlokes. Okay, you know, my dear friend, that's usually the answer for 99% of most shailos in halacha. Yeah, okay, yeah. So the Ramal says in Tovkuf Nuzayin, Misha Ochal, the Tisha B'Av, Yoimer nachem b'Berachas Hamulot. The tour, the Mechaber doesn't bring such halacha, is the Chmashmaz. Everyone says that according to the Asa Shulchan Torah and Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Nachim. Yeah. The funny thing is, the Mechaber Guf in Hilchos Yom Kippur says a person who has to eat on Yom Kippur, he does say Yalav Yov. So what's the Chilik according to the Mechaber Yalav Yov on Yom Kippur? You do say, and Nachim on Tisha B'Av, you don't say. And God, the Maril, who's the father of Ashkenazi Minhogim, he's the one who compares Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Says the Taz. Taz disagrees with the Mechaber on Yom Kippur also. When do you insert Galav Yovi? When the Yoim is Goyrim, that because of the day, it's a Chiyom Tiv, therefore you have to, eat, whatever. Aber Yom Kippur, if Rachmanos had a person, Debach not well, and he has to eat. The Yom Kippur is Goyrim, you have to eat. On the contrary, Yom Kippur, you don't eat. Nebuch, Mitzat Oynes, you have to eat. So why is Shachar on Galav Yovi? The Taz argues on the Shulchan Aruch even by Yom Kippur. But the Ramo is really like needs a beer. What in the world is it? If you say that, I don't know what when you that, that you say that that. Why should you say Yalav Yov Yom Kippur and why should you say Nachim? It's certainly not mean Yoni Shel Yoim on Tishu. And why is the Mechaber Mechalik Bini? Says the Beer Hagro, right? Read the Lashon. I understand the Mechaber very well. I understand the chilik between Yom Kippur, where you say Yalav Yov Yiladat HaMechaber, and Tisha B'Av not. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Daf Chav Dalet, this is the Ben Vadlikin, Yomim She'eibem Korban Musif, if there's no Korban, right, then there's no Haskor B'Berachas HaMuzim. Yeah? I Chanukah Purim, that's a special gather of Persumanis. Is there a special Korban Musif on Yom Kippur? Yeah. There's a special Haskor. Mashenken on Tisha B'Av, is there a special... There's no place that needs to bring up a Korban. Hello? So there's no place to have a... Right? So, L'chfi d'ramot, tzorach in, why in the world, if the rule of the Gemara Ben Malikin is that a day that there's no Korban Musif, there's no Yosofa, then why would you be Musif Nachim? Hello? But all the crux of the issue is there's a famous Chakir, which many shtels, the Sefer Minchas Meir, the Salavetchik deal. What is the Geder of Nachim? And you can look in Lashon HaRishonim and Lashon HaPoskim, and you see there's two Mahalchim. You could say it's Me'ein HaMu'ura. Every Yom Tiv, every special day, every red letter day, you're generally in davening something which is relevant to the theme of that day. It's one Mahalach. And so in Torah, Taz, there's another that Nachim is a specific Indian, nothing to do with Mu'ura Shel Yoim. It's a deal with the Chum. Al Derech, there's a Nusach, which is brought in Rishonim, in the Kolbe, in the Rav and the Rav Chaim, the Shvalei Lech, and all the classical Rishonim. Rachman al-Aslan, a person is Bimei Shiva, he used to have a special Mesifin, a Bracha Shlish, Nachem, Hashem, Mekenos, Avel Yishalayim, Lizav Elim, Mas Album, Avel Azeh, Nachem, Avel Azeh, right? It said Shenemar Kishrachamenu Baruch At Hashem Menachim Tzion BeBinyan Yerushalayim. What? The bracha shlishis.
Benji.
So al derech that there was a separate nachim, Rachman al-Assan in the base oval, there was a separate nachim, not as a gedder, both in davening and of haskoras me'ena mu'ura. It's a special, to remember the theme of, it's a special din that chazal were kaveya, that you have to be menachim kol Yisro. Now, you could figure out, right? Where is the place for Nachim? If it's Me'in HaMu'ura, the Yushalmi held, then you could argue whether it's in Ritzei and it's, or it's in Mo'idim, because it has two aspects to the Bracha, Guf, past and future. But if it's a Din in the Chomo, then that's how the Rosh learns and others, where is the place, the Hakarai Nachim? In the place, what are we Mitzvahs Abel on? On the Churban Yushalayim. Shalmato, Shalmayu, etc., etc. And by the way, in our Nusach, Chisei Dovid Avdach Meheir Vesei Chosach, and I always say, Kol Zman does not Malchus Beis Dovid Yishalayim, Yishalayim Halachili as a state of Bichur Bono. Right? Asher Alkein, the place for the Nechoma of Kol Yisrael, this special brach of Nechoma, not Als Me'ein HaMu'ura, but Als the special Takona of Nachim, you with me? Its place is Binyan Yishalayim. Yeah, you got it so far. Therefore, the same thing in benching. In benching, a day like Kishma of Avada, there's no din of what? There's no din of Nechoma. Of Me'in Amura. Or but it's a special gather of Nechoma. Okay? The Rav Soloveitcher said, Asher Al Kinei, understand when is the moment for Nechoma. How many, Brahman al Islan, a person goes to a base oval, and you're Yotzev and Nichnas, Kaseidr, I don't know, running errands, bringing food platters. How many times a day do you say, I'm okay, Menachem Eschem? Once. That's it. Al derech say, if it's a gedder of Haskoros Me'in HaMu'ura, as Rav Amram Gon learns Udimei, then you say it every tefillah. But we're learning the Zohar Ramah Paskin, it's a gedder of a special takona of Nechom. Nechom you only say once a day. Shtel zich the shayla, this is what I want to get to, just using the halacha as a springboard. In vos likt in Nechom, though. What is the Nechama? I mean, the same kasha everybody asks. The Shabbos after Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos? Nachum. Everyone's had Nachum. What's the Nechama, can you tell me? The Beis HaMikdash was built. This year it will be, but last year it wasn't. The year before it wasn't. From 2000 it wasn't. So what's the Nechama, Shabbos, parts of the Schanon? I'm sitting there, Nachum. What's the Nachum? Why am I better off Shabbos Nachum than I was Shabbos Chazoy? Mit was is the Nechama? The expression from Eich Nisnachem. Uba men, mit was is the Nechama? And just by the way, at the end of the Nachem, what do you say? Ki be'eish hitzato, be'eish ato osed livnis. Everyone asked, you know the Gemara in Kiddush in the beginning? Every school child learns there's a makish havoyo liyitziyah. We compare, yeah? So the Gemara asked, oy bazoi, just like Isha Niknis Bekesef. So maybe you could give a get to your wife, Begarish Rav Bekesef. So the Gemara says, Yoim people will say, Kes Kesef Machnis Kesef Moitzi, Kategor Yasus and Eger? Question mark. So how could it be the same Be'esh Yitzatos Be'esh Ata Osud Levnus? What's going on here? Okay, so the answer is very, very simple. The Nekud I said every year. Look at that, but it's a tifer. What is the mocker of the Aveira of Tishuv? Where is the Chet? Where's the Churb? Where does it come from? So we all know, Chazal, every school child knows that the Meraglim came back with a report, and the Eibush told them, Atem Bechizim Bechia Shulchinam, it becomes the Bechia Ladeus. In this week's Parsha, which is always read Shabbos Chazoy, you have to be a genius, where Mepharish knew details, what does the Pasuk say? Vateiragnu Balechem Vatoimru, Besinas Hashem Aitzonu Hitzionu Erzmisrach. Because the Eibishter hated us, therefore he took out of Egypt. Says Rashi, v'hu hoya oyevesk. But he loved you. Kunto is the mocker of the churban of the Bechila Deiris of Tisha B'Av, is that Jews don't recognize the Eibishter loves you. These are the dark day. Chazal say, what do you mean the Eibishter hates you? Were they crazy? Shamo am your gozum. There was Nisim and the Floyds. What does it mean? So Rashi sing, Rashi brings the Yalkut Shemoimik, Besidat Hashem Yisonu. In Mitzrayim, we had the Nilus, and the Nilus used to overflow and mashkid. Moshe Lemelech had two sons and two fields. One field is independent, self-sustaining. One field needs irrigation, right? He gives the independent field to the sunny lot. So the Eibush, you took us out of Mitzrayim, which is the Nilus, and you put us to Eretz Mitzrayim. It's taka Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvosh. Or it's an Eretz Asher Lemavtor Asher Mayim Tishtamayim. Why is that, Hoguf? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you have to look up to the Eibush. Your destiny depends on the Eibush. You're not independent. You can't sit back on your beach chair over there and sunbathe on the Nile, and everything is taken care of. You have to look up. You know that your whole chayus is totally in the Eibush. And Yidden wanted like an independent existence. Let me have a few days vacation. Right? That should be totally subservient. Al Derech, the Gemara says that Shalot Talmidim v'Shem B'Yachoy, why did the Eibush give mon every day? Why can't he give mon once a year? You need refrigeration. Right? The answer, if you give your kid, every parent knows it, money for the year, you'll never see him again, you'll never call him, no good Shabbos gonsh. You give him day by day, right? You'll see him every day, right? The Eibishter wanted the Kol Yisrael should know that the whole Mitzius, the whole Chayus is totally in the Eibishter. And therefore he gave birth into a land, which Takazovas Chol HaVadvosh, but you're totally under Eibishter. And people generally don't like this. So even though it's called Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Likecha Ba Mireishis Hashono V'Adach Rishono, every day of the year you're dependent on the Rebbeinu. So you think that's whatever, that's, the Eibushter can't cut the umbilical cord, as the expression goes, Fakir, because the Eibushter loves Kol Yisrael. So the whole mocker of the Churbin is because you think the Eibushter hates you, V'hu Ya'ayu Vescha. Therefore, Kinnus, I said all the time, Nachman brings in the Kutim Aran, Kinnus is Oysius Tikkun. Dafke, the Bechi of Kinnus, that's the Tikkun for Kal Yisrael. Once a Nachti for also, which I have no time to really elaborate, the Kitzer Nimrit. There's a Chazal. After the Gula, Mashiach will come, Yidin will say to the Eibishter, you're Menachemi. After all the Harigas and all the Ashmodas and all the concentration camps and the Gulags and the Inquisitions and the Tachtats and the Crusades, you Menachemi. Right? Now you come to Fayez, the Eibishter will tell you, a man married his niece. It's a blood relation. They got angry, they had a tiff, the plates went, right? And he threw her out, and then he went to Fayez. So she said to him, B'tchilo, ka'asto lai, v'tchani mi beischa, v'achshad, you're coming to me, Fayez me? Amr lai labas achuysi, shemra, teimra, belibach, shemi yoyim, she yotzis mi beisi, ani dichtos lebeisi, ela afani, lidas nasi lebeisi. I also didn't go into my home from the moment, what? I kicked you out also. So the Eibishter says to Kal Yisrael, mi yoyim, she that yidin, we're in Golos. In this world, the Eibishter never went in the Beis HaMikdosh, Shelemailo, says the Eibishter, you want to prove it? Feel my head. Tznu es yetchem al roishi v'tiru shumol l'tal. Shenemar, roishi nimlu tal. This tal is, by the way, the tal. Tchiyah, tchiyah, samesim, just like, where does this tal come from? Okay, behekti, I'm just, bekitzer ma'is. This is a kestira, you said them are in Chagiga. One pasuk says, b'mistorim tifke nafshi. The Eibishter cries. Another, how could that be? Oiz v'chedva b'mekoyimo, it's always simcha. Says the Eib, says the Gemara, ha-be-bote, gavoy, ha-be-bote. Which is which? Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, I've discussed this many times. The Mekubalim learn like Rabbeinu Chananel in the innermost sanctum. This is oiz v'chedva b'mekoyimo. The outer sanctum, that's b'mistorim tifke nafshi. Oy bazoy, shtel zich the klotz kasha. So why is it called mistorim if it's the b'de broy, the outside chamber, not the inner chamber? You know what the mistorim tifke nafshi is? Because everything the Eibishter does is for a kavod. Right? And he knows the reason. The famous story of three Talmidei Baal Shem Tov sitting together, and they were fabrenging. One said, if I would be the Eibishter, I would take care of the Yisraelim and Dalmonis and Dalaniyim. And if I would be the... And the third one said, if I would be the Eibishter, I'd do exactly what he's doing now because I know the reason why he's doing it. So the Eibishter knows that it's in this world, it's a Toiv HaMeitiv for good and Dayan Emes for the bad. And in the world to come, the Gemara says in Psachim, famously, it's only Atoiv Amit. Because you see, so even though the Eibishter knows the reason, and he knows the goals, and the tzoros are all for our benefit, even though he knows logically why everything has to happen, he conceals it from himself, and he goes into goals, and he feels the pain with us. Well, that's at Mokum Yesh, like the Baruch Mistorim. He created you. He knows you why it has to happen. And he goes out and feels the goals. That's a Roishi Nimla Tau, which comes from the Bechirs of Kol Yisrael. There's no greater expression of Ava, of the Eibishter to a Yid, that he doesn't need to be Misabel with us. He's the Mokum, Hamokum Yenachem. He's Mekoyim Shel Oilam Vede Oilam Mekoyim. And he goes out of his inner chamber, and he doesn't go into his base. You know, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that on the fifth day of the 10th month of Teves came to Yecheskel in Bagoila that Nilkedohir, the city has been, what's Nilkedo mean? Captured. I don't know if they had newspapers and cell phones. I'm not sure in those days. Let's ask a historian. Ober Lechurit, he was in Bovel. In Bovel, nobody knew that the Bavloyim, the Chanetzim, actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't talking about it in the Mikveh. What are you talking about? Talk about Yecheskel, Buzi, and Novi. What do you mean they didn't know? And why did they say Nilke the Ho'ir? Nilke the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm interested in the military strategy, Nilke the Ho'ir. I'm interested in Yishalai and the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And why Ho'ir? You don't find anywhere in Tanakh Ho'ir is called stop. Says Reb Shloim HaKoyin, the Matz of Vilna, when Charles and Truvis in the back of his office. Who was this poet who came to Yecheskel to tell him Nilke Do'ir? Hello. Said the Pirkei Blazer. That was Malach Michal. What do you know about Malach Michal? What does he do every day? What's his job in the Ma'ilu? He, the Gemara says, the Menachas Daf Kuf Yud, he is the one who's the Kohen Gadol in Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And what did they say by the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila? The Eibishter said, "Bikroi vay kodosh, loy ovoy bo ir." The Eibishter won't go. The ear, stam, is the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And the Eibishter, I'm not going into my Beis HaMikdash until Yidin will go into Beis HaMikdash Shalmat. So you see a gewaldige. And that the Beis HaMikdash was chora, they knew from the mikvanayas and the newspapers, from whatever, from the didn't have to wait from Tisha B'Av till Chodesh Teves. But they thought, yeah, okay, the Beis HaMikdash is chora. It's shofach chamosei le'etzim v'avonim, the Gemara says, that's, I don't know, so since the Beis HaMikdash is still standing, it just we're going to change the structure, it'll be a kapora, and Kal Yisrael. But once they heard from Malach Michal that not only Beis HaMikdash Shalemato, but Beis HaMikdash Shalemailu is Choruv, they knew we're in for a long haul. This is a fair little thing. So when a person thinks about that, the Eber is like in a self-imposed, homeless deity, who's B'chol Tzorosom, there's a pasuk which says, Maldik a pasuk, Ani Hashem Loi Shonisi, Va'atim Reyankov, so the Taish from the Talmud brings the Shem of Hashem Tiv, it's brought in the Magen Avraham, the Tzuzkir Magid. Ani Hashem Loi Shonisi. How do you spell Loi? Lamelf. That is based on the Pasuk. B'chol Tzorosam Loi Tzor. It's a Korean exif. It's written Loi with an Aleph, and it's read as Loi Metavov. The emes is the Eibishter Chamayla from anything. It shouldn't affect him. In Takava Oiz V'chedva B'mekoyim, nothing in this world should affect him. Higher than Chur. Aber he goes out the Bote Broi and he feels the pain of a Yid, of Kal Yisrael, of a Yochid, of a Tzibur, of the what's called the, we call Shchinta Begalusa. So the Eibishter changed from the Loi with the Aleph, B'chol Tzorosam Loi Tzor with the Aleph, to Loi with a Vav. Once you have Ani Hashem Loi Shonisi, he changed the Loi in from Lamed Aleph to Lamed Vav, then you know that the Atam Reyankiv Lechilisim, that the Nitzchias of Kal Yisrael will never be destroyed. Because the Eivishter is sitting with us on the floor, Tisha B'Av, there could be no greater Ava, which is the reason why it's called Tisha Av, the month of the Rachme Ava Laben. Ki Kashi Yasir Ishis Benoyash. Und das fertig ist Machmoishu, we said before, it says, Kumi, based on the Meister with the Chuyza, Kumi Roini Balaila L'Roish HaShmurs. What's Roini mean? Roini means, Vein Zich Ois. He's saying, Chatos here, you know? Yeah? Roini also means, Kol Rino V'Yishuv Alay Tzadikim. How do you have these two, we asked before, how do you have these two diametrically opposed, polar, opposite emotions? Because on one hand, there's a Churban. And all the tzaras of Kal Yisrael is from this churban. Every person is ill, every person is ill, whatever, your kid's off the beaten track. Everything is, comes from the churban, from Tisha B'Av. Me'idach, the fact that the Eibishter is sitting with you on the floor, the skuf is the greatest nechama, the greatest ahava. Therefore, when a yid veined, it's not a cry, by Moshe it says, v'tar'eyu, v'tiftach, v'tar'eyu, v'hine, nar boicha, v'tachmel olav, B'chia brings chemla, v'atoyim miyaldi or ivriim zah. So the Sforam HaKadoshim say, right? Can't remember. Nar boicha ima oisius is gimatria simcha. It's a nar. It's not a baby who's crying. It's a lad. It's an older, mature, intelligent person. That the and I say all the time from tzaddikim, the b'chia of a yid is mitich tikva, mitich kivui, mitich. So what is the nature of Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is the shashuim, the shtoikikus, the gaguim of a yid to reestablish this relationship with the Eibishter. Because Tisha B'Av is the ultimate in the Eibishter's love to Kal Yisrael. Everyone knows, B'shas the Churban, the Gemara says, they went into the Heichel, they saw the Kruvim, Ma'urim Zebozeh, which the Rimi Gash in Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Tes, Asta Avias Kasha. The Gemara Guf in Yuma says, Dafka by every after Aliyah Regel. They opened up the paroichas and they saw Reuchi Baschem with the Amokin. And the Gemara in Baba Basra asked, and one pasuk says, Plein Ishal Achav. And the next pasuk says, Ndivrayamim, Plein Malabayas. Zman, Lakashra Kam, Zman, Yisrael, Oyusim, Rasen, Ishal Mokim. So how in the world, the mind of the Churban, the Kruvim are embraced, in locked with a love, like the Hava, the Chiba, the Zohar, to the Keva, Chazal say, which the Rebbeinu Bechaya says in Parashas Truma, is the Charei that Yidin have a relationship to the Eibishter without Shum and so we don't need Malachim, so we're attached to the Eibishter, right? Dafke B'Shas HaChurban. It's the Hagufa, the fact that the Eibishter Shafach HaMosik, and the Eibishter went out with us in Golos, and suffers our pain, you can't have a greater love and a greater relationship. Which that is in this Eider, and the Bnei Yisalsker brings this Rimi Gash, it's important to see Shema Magid, and he brings that the Rebbeinu Karatzis said, you know why Mashiach is born after Chatzos Tisha B'Av? He's the product of the union of the Kruvim Me'urim Zebazeh, which is the Havan Chib of the Eibishter to Kal Yisrael. And therefore it's called Moyed. You don't say, Tachnun. We come to Yom Tov Tisha. Moyed, it says in Sforim, Miloshin, his vadus. A fabrein, a get-together, a party. When they added to Lichoshom, where the Eibishter comes, therefore the Mashal says in Makis, the Gemara says, Kol Mavadus HaMoyedus Kilo Oivet HaVidazor. You don't keep Yom Tov. Why are Oivet HaVidazor? You don't keep Yom Tov. Because what does Moyed mean? The time the Eibishter says, you and I come, and let's get together again. You don't want a muyad. Don't say regolim. It's muyad. You don't want the time to get together with the Eibishter. What could be worse than that? That's right. When you remove the paruiches, which is a symbol of the mechitzim and Yisrael of Yom Shemayim, right? You see this. Gradus v'semus brings a muyad to gavur. The pasuk said until him, but teshkeim b'demor sholosh. Says that which a yontif normally bestows as yenu Hashem alikenu. Bizman hazeh, where do you come to this vacuous, this chibu with the Eibush, the dafka through the Moyes of Tisha B'Av? And he says, from the Sholosh Regolim, where do we tap into the Sholosh Regolim? Dafka Tisha B'Av. When he says elsewhere, he says, Kol mashi mesigin oz, ali de simcho mechoyos, in the Beit HaMidrash used to dance, used to have simcho. Simcho's Beit HaShevah, Shemishom ha-yushoyev im ruach ha-kodesh. Where do we get it today? The Demoyus of Tisha B'Av. Right? That's Pulsing and Eichot. Ne'apach le'evel mecholinu. That which we normally achieve through dancing, on Tisha B'Av you achieve through tears. In other words, Rav Shor says, on Tisha B'Av, Yontif is Re'iyas Ponim, Leroyes v'Leroyes. That's what you achieve, this Ruach HaKodesh, this Kedusha, on, that's why, by a chassidy, you want to start a house, and the house should be a miniature based on Mikdash, you have to have Zeichel Churban throughout the Mahalot. In other words, the point is, as someone once said, the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim is not built with stones, it's built with tears. It's built with the Yishtoyku, the Gaguim for Kal Yisrael to the Eved. Haroi Filish Verlev, right? Boyer Yerushalayim Hashem, Haroi Filish Lev. Through the Shivrin Lev, that comes the Binyan Yerushalayim. Beis HaBekarev, the Rav says, Be Yomeinu, through our days, through our tissue, that's how you build the Beis HaMikdash. So much to say. I'll leave you with one. I'll leave you with one story. There's a Rav Zevin brings the Brachsidim on Yom Kippur. It's a great tzaddik called Rabbi Yankiv Yisrael of Kremnitz. He wrote a sefer called Shevet Yisrael. And the meaning was that his children, his sons, his daughter would come to his house every Yom Kippur for a brach. And one year, for whatever siba, he's saying this, his daughter delayed, and she was too late. She's going to shul, so she ran to the shul and she stood with her child in front of the kinesis of the shul for a brach. And the tzaddik saw his daughter, and she was crying, and the child was crying. So the mother is a mother, is a wife, is a mature person. You understand the pachad, Yom Kippur, everyone's in a mood, right? But he asked the child, the einikel, what's veins do? What are you crying about? So he said, if I see my mother crying, I shouldn't cry. So when he eat, why is there a bechir on Tisha B'Av? Because the shechina veins, the mama veins. And that's ma'ur, by yid, any yid, whether shikul, whatever. Then also, that from there comes our demois of Tishuv. Nervos. Tishuv is like the greatest expression of the chiba, the av of the Ebershtekel of Yisrael. And kimayim aponim leponim kin leva odom leodom. So Tishuv should be ma'ur, by yid, the same gagum and tshuka for the Ebershter. I'll leave you with a story, so. It's a very story. It's a terrible story. In the Warsaw Ghetto, in difficult time, even when they were in bunkers, like it was gefährlich. So there was an einikel of the Sfasemis, and for whatever reason, he missed Meiriv with the minion, and yeah, that was the minion. The Gerers were always like, they weren't goyrus to Nazis. Spiritual defiance, and he went out of the bunker. Limerois, everyone begged him not to go. And he went to find the Tchapa Minion somewhere in the Warsaw for Meiriv. He doesn't come back. And they were all like petrified. Einiklis and Samus. Eventually, like Lifnei Zboiker, he comes back. Mikafregel Valerijim. Mamish Zabrochim Tahat. They saw a halt push come up a Gesisa. So they gave him a little corner of Inkel where he should have a bit of tzeru, a bit of rest. And they heard him talking to himself. So the Geras are all Chutzman Yaks there. You know? They went over to hear Vosokter. So they heard this guy, like he's Pesea Mamish, old. And they heard him say, Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara says in Chagiga, that as man shall other ship be Yisrael b'tzar, it's Shechina my meres, Kalani mi roishi kalani mi roishi. When he is in pain, suffering, the Abraham says his heart, his hand and his head with two tefillin and alma, is also in pain. So he said, Rabbi Yisrael, abr nish v'mir, don't have the pain for me. A person's dying. They're in acute physical pain. Voskeitimon, his own pain. The Eibush shouldn't have the tzar of Kalani Miroishi, Kalani Mizroi from you. When the MS is a word from his Eid. Why are tzaddikim bekabel yisurim behava? Because they don't want to be goyim lemaila pain to the Eibush. And when a person has that, because once a year, normally a whole year you have to be Yiddish Mayan to be made every day. Tishah B'Av is every year. When you see the Shechina is with us, the Pirkos Karetzer said, Tzadikim said, the Rishon Zalanter said, you could achieve more on the floor on Tishah B'Av than you could achieve in the Ilo in Shul. Chap Maloch. Is the Eibishan Helfer, we should use out this Gelegenheit to think about a bit, once a year, about the Shechina, about the Golos HaShechina. The Eibishan Helfer, we should have to be able to make a bracha with the pashtus of the Eibishan Menachem Tzino B'Nishon.